listener production.
Hello there, it's Ibanez Taylor with your local news briefing. Reef authorities say the Great Barrier Reef has had a terrible summer. The latest report by the Australian Institute of Marine Science adds that on top of two cyclones and severe flooding events, there's been more outbreaks of the coral-eating crown-of-thorns starfish. Reefs in the far north of the marine park and in the Torres Strait through have recorded lower levels of coral bleaching. The Bruce Highway is under scrutiny after failing basic safety ratings, with the most dangerous sections of the road being between Brisbane and Cairns. The stretch between Mackay has received the worst overall rating, and the confirmation comes from the Australian Road Assessment Program, which shows only 10% is classified as safe. Rental property inspections have never been trickier to come by, according to prospect applicants. It's due to inspection times being scheduled during the week when people are at work. The Real Estate Institute of Queensland says not much can be done to make inspections easier for Mackay and Whitsunday tenants. But CEO Antonia Mikorala says one solution is sending someone else on your own behalf.
There's no real replacement for seeing the property in the flesh. That enables you to really take a closer look at the quality of the property. And these are things that can be really quite difficult to establish simply by looking at photographs.
To local sport now, and the Mackay teams are this week heading to the 2024 Queensland Women's Masters in Maryborough. Sammy Valame is set to make an appearance for the Cowboys this weekend as Murray Talagi is sidelined due to a hamstring injury. And a Mackay Cutters winger is ready to get back on in the field in the colours of North Queensland. Meantime, the Cutters are gearing up to take on the Seagulls at home this Saturday for round 6 of the Host Plus Cup.